Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Don Hahn. Batting second, the second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth, the first baseman, John Milner. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ted Martinez. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Gary Thomasson. Batting second, the second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third, the right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ed Goodson. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth, the catcher, Dave Rader. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Juan Marichal. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Juan Marichal. And now, play ball. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a fly ball towards center. Thomasson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Thomasson. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Thomasson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomasson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomasson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones throws the ball into Milner, who tags Fuentes trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grote for the out. Jones moves to second. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones moves to third. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Matthews. Seaver reaches second base with a double. Jones scores. Martinez goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Mets. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0 for 1 in the game. Hahn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCovey moves to second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds, who is chasing the ball. Milner reaches third base with a triple. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomason hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Thomason reaches second base with a double. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thomason moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Garrett reaches second base with a double. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grote moves to second. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marichal fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner juggles the ball. That's an error on Milner. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCovey moves to second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Matthews is called out on strikes. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. McCovey moves to third. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Seaver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rader for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-2 in the game. Hahn hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-2 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Milner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub moves to third. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staub scores. Milner moves to third. It's 3-0, Mets. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Garrett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0 Mets. Don Carruthers now pitching. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Carruthers covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Carruthers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carruthers strikes out. One out. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thomason takes first base on ball 4. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomason moves to second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thomason moves to third. Fuentes moves to second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonds hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomason tags and scores. Fuentes tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-1, Mets. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCovey takes first base on ball four. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Martinez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Seaver strikes out. One out. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-3 in the game. Hahn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martinez moves to third. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-3 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Fuentes fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Martinez scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Mets. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Martinez. Matthews moves to third. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner fields it and throws to home to get Matthews. Spear moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Steve Ontiveros pinch hits for Don Carruthers. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez misplays the ball. That's an error on Martinez. Spear moves to third. Rader moves to second. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards second. Milan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Willoughby now pitching. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Milner hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fuentes strikes out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Han settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCovey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 3 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Seaver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goodson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 3 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hahn strikes out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Staub takes first base on ball 4. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 3 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Maddox pinch hits for Jim Willoughby. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Fuentes strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.